The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
I always like to kick things off with something interesting, and this is just a crazy story. There's this guy out in the news, a former Google exec. He was actually their chief business officer, and he's saying that AI-enabled sex robots are coming, and they are going to be almost alive. His name is Mo Gaunt. Now, he says because of virtual reality, these ultra-realistic robots, and the complications of human relationships, Mo Gaunt says it makes more sense for all of us to choose a robotic companion over a live human being. Okay. Oh, wow. Mo, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this one. Well, I'll tell you. Because what does a robot do after a one-night stand? What does a robot do after a one-night stand? Anyone? He bolts. Oh, that was a great one. On that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kim Commando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you. Now, you're about to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a new listener to the Kim Commando Show, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, hey, welcome back. Now, you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. You just have to search for my last name, Commando. That's with a K, of course. And you can also find us as a podcast, a webcast, commercial-free over at commando.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's this bright yellow happy button that says Commando Community. Just go ahead and click that. And yeah, I said commercial-free. Now, if you're tuning in on the radio, I truly appreciate that. But let's not forget, you can also enjoy the Kim Commando Show in podcast format Monday through Friday, no matter where you usually get your podcasts. Just search for my last name with a K, of course, and that's Commando. Now, I know you have a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Now, let me tell you something. If you need immediate tech support, you need somebody to hold your hand through fixing your printer, your Wi-Fi, or setting up your TV, your streaming, your phone, whatever it is, that's where I want you to reach out to my team of tech experts at GetKimsHelp.com. Once again, that's GetKimsHelp.com. Alrighty, every single day, yes, even on Saturdays and Sundays, I check out at least 30 different websites to make sure that you're up to date on everything that's happening in the techverse. And here are the top five things you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And let me start with a question. How much do you think it costs to clone a person's voice? Do you think it costs $1,000, $100? Okay, you ready? About $4, that's it. And you only need a minute or so of the person speaking to do it. So you need to brace yourself, folks, right now, because the major scams are coming. And think about the phone calls that could send you into a total panic. Like, for example, let's just start with your family members. Okay, maybe you get a call and they say, I was in an accident, or I'm trying to sell something, a family heirloom, and I'm wondering if you want to buy it, or I was just diagnosed with a terminal illness. Okay, or maybe it's your next door neighbor. And they're saying that your dog was hit by a car. And what they need you to do right now is to give them your credit card number so that this way they can pay the bill. Your auto repair shop, you've been going to this guy or gal for years, and they tell you, do not drive your car. It's dangerous. There's been a major recall on a part. Give us your credit card number and we'll order it for you right now. Or how about the kids' summer camp counselor? They have news that there's been an emergency evacuation. And there's a gas leak and you need to put the kid in the hotel. So just remember, you need to be ultra careful because, again, $4, that's all it takes to clone a voice. And here's the deal. If anyone ever asks you for money, usually it's going to be in gift cards or using a Cash App. That is your big red flag. Okay. Anytime they want money, that's your red flag. All right, moving on to number two. If you use an iPhone, here's how you can get ahead of the game and be one of those early adopters. And unlike everything else that's Apple, this one's actually free. Because in just a few months this fall, Apple's going to provide an upgrade to most Apple iPhones. iOS 17, they say it's faster, it's more streamlined, better searches, We have audio messaging. You'll be able to leave voicemails and FaceTime that show up in your call history. You can automatically notify friends and family when you arrive safely at a destination. That's super important. And when you don't have a signal, Apple Maps can get you to your destination with offline maps. And I know what you're thinking there. Oh, Kim, we've had that at Google Maps since like 2015. I know, but we're just getting it now for Apple Maps. And I'll tell you, the reviews are out that Apple Maps has totally gone so much better than Google Maps, by the way. Oh, you can easily and securely also share your passwords or passkeys with other people. Now, also voicemail, because I've been on iOS 17 for a month or so now. It's coming back as your old school answering machine. Now, when someone calls you and they go to a voicemail, you can actually listen in and decide whether or not you want to pick up. Yeah, welcome to 2023. Now, you can try it as a beta tester, even though it's not going to be out for a few months. You need to go to this address, beta.apple.com. Once again, that's free at beta.apple.com. And you remember that old joke about voicemail. It's been going around for so many years, because why do phones have voicemail? Why do phones have voicemail? Anyone? Because voice female would take days to listen to. I know. Sorry about that. Hey, moving on to number three in our list of five things. Let's talk about ChatGPT. Now, you may have noticed over the past few weeks that it seems to be, I don't know, a little off. Some people are describing it as getting lazy. That's right. Some people say, like, ChatGPT, the AI has gotten dumb. Well, here's why. Deep inside the software that powers ChatGPT, all these engineers started to make changes, and they wanted to make it more accurate, but it became slower. So guess what happened? They said, oh, we got to speed it up. And then that's made the whole system even less accurate than it has been before, but it's quicker. So what good is that? Website editors said they're being deluged by writers whose work was actually written only by ChatGPT, and the quality just isn't there. So bottom line is that if you're using ChatGPT to, say, augment your work, as things stand right now, it's probably not that good, and you're not fooling anyone. Moving on to number four, let's talk about some old phones that are worth big bucks. An original plastic-wrapped first-gen Apple iPhone, get this, sold for nearly $200,000. So I started thinking, what other phones could you have laying around? I can't promise you're going to get 200 grand for your old phone, but maybe you could make some money. Like, for example, the Nokia 7280. Yeah, that was that quirky configurable phone. It kind of looked like a lipstick case. Anyway, one of these I checked on eBay is going to be about $230. Now, the Motorola International 3200 is a truly retro brick phone. It was the first digital mobile handheld device. Do you remember what year that was? Can you guess? Let me tell you. Okay, it was in the 90s, getting closer. 1992. That's right. Still have one of those laying around. Wow. You really are keeping a lot of stuff. It's about $250. And while your original iPhone may not be in pristine condition, you can still sell it for a decent price, around $600. So you might just want to keep that in mind. And finally, this coming in for all of our listeners in the state of Illinois is that if you are using Instagram from August 10th, 2015 through August 16th of this year, guess what? You might be eligible for a slice of a $70 million pie. You see, there's this feature in Instagram that identified users' faces across the entire Facebook network. But the kicker is that the lawsuit alleges that Meta was actually harvesting users' biometrics. That's right, the unique physical and biological attributes that we use to identify folks. And it was a privacy nightmare, and Illinois has a special law that they were able to use in this lawsuit to get this $70 million. Actually, it's $68.5 million, but, you know, what's the diff? Anyway, so how big of a slice of a pie will you get? It depends how many people submit the claim and how long you've been there. But just remember, anytime we're talking about class action lawsuits, before it trickles down to any of us, the settlement has to cover attorney's fees. Yeah, and probably there's going to be a lot of that. Taxes, administrative costs, and other payments. Yeah, I know. Oh, but speaking of Instagram, I overheard this conversation in the airport the other day. And I had to tell you, it was just so crazy to me. There was this fairly attractive woman in her early 20s sitting there chatting with a guy. And then he was about her age, too. And all of a sudden, I heard her say, like, I'm a model on Instagram. What do you do? And he said, I'm a soldier on Call of Duty. And I just busted out laughing. And this guy looked at me, we locked eyes, and he's like, you got it, but she didn't. Yeah, Call of Duty.
Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Now, our first caller on the show is a woman by the name of Kashley Kutrin. And when you see Kashley, she's stunningly beautiful. She is. She's what those of us in the industry refer to as a knockout. Okay. And that's not the only reason why she's on the show, because she's got this successful Instagram account. But I found it fascinating that Kashley has been exposing a different side of Instagram. Kashley, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. Thanks so much for having me.
So you and your husband, the story is that you sold all your worldly possessions with the exception of 10% of them, right?
Yes, we did.
Your home, anything that was in the house, so that you guys could travel the globe. And you are really living this fabulous life. I mean, where have you guys gone so far in the last couple of years?
Oh my gosh, we've been everywhere. We've been to the Middle East, Qatar. We were just living in Vietnam for a few months. Japan, we've taken multiple road trips throughout almost every state. And right now I'm calling in from Mexico.
And where has been your favorite destination so far?
Oh, that's such a hard question. You know, I really did enjoy Scotland, and I quite enjoyed Japan because there's still so much culture there. Another top favorite would be the island of Java in Indonesia. That is a very special place.
And so being an Instagrammer with your blog, Travel Off Path, you have to take a lot of pictures, right?
I do. Yeah, it's part of how that started. Was I thought, wow, what a better way to share this experience with my friends and my family than to take some beautiful visual pictures of the things I was seeing with my own eyes and to start posting them on Instagram.
And I'll tell you, I do look at your pictures and everything looks so perfect. Everything looks so idyllic. Like the picture of you in that tub in Bali with the rice fields underneath.
Yeah.
Okay. That's stunning. Tell us about that photo.
So, you know, when you look at it on Instagram, you think, wow, that looks like such a relaxing, ultimate spa day, right? It looks so romantic and like it's out of some dream. There's all these beautiful green rice fields in the background and I'm in this deep tub with big windows and lots of bubbles. And so it looks wonderful, but there is sort of not a darker side, if you will, but definitely a side of that photo that people don't usually realize. And that is that it took hours and hours to take, and it wasn't really the relaxing moment or experience that it looks like when you're just browsing through my Instagram.
So you had to like keep filling up the tub with hot water, right? More bubbles.
Yeah, exactly. You know, instead of being outside, we were in Ubud, Indonesia, and instead of being outside and exploring those rice fields, here I am inside and trying to stage, and I don't want to say fake the photo, but I'm trying to stage it to make it look amazing. So like you just said, I have to keep filling that tub with hot water. The bubbles kept going out. I have to keep putting those in. The water gets cold. I'm shriveling up like a prune. It's taking hours and hours. We've got to wait for the light to hit the rice fields just right. And I'm forcing my husband to take photos, by the way. So we're in this bathroom for 3 hours trying to take the perfect photo, not really enjoying what we should be doing, and that's being outside and traveling. I have to admit, I got a little bit too caught up in Instagram.
So how many hours a day do you think you were spending on Instagram?
when I was in the height of it, when I was really into the gram, you know, I'm a little embarrassed to admit it was probably around that 5, maybe even 6 hours a day.
Wow. That's a lot. We're just looking at other people's feeds?
It was creating photos for my own feed, but also there's sort of a game that you play on Instagram. If you want to build your Instagram account, everyone says, oh, how do I get more followers? How do I get more people to like my stuff? You've got to engage. So I was looking at other people's feeds. I was trying to comment on theirs, so maybe they'd come over and comment on mine. But a lot of the time was spent aimlessly scrolling, and I started to compare myself to other travelers, you know, looking at their photos and going, wait, why did they get such an amazing picture of, you know, this XYZ destination? How come mine isn't as good? Or why doesn't mine have as many likes? It sort of started to play around with my self-worth and sort of my mental wellness while I was on the platform.
So now, are you trying to build a business around this? Because, I mean, if you're sitting there trying to build your business, there's one sense that, you know, well, if you're trying to build a business, then you should be doing all this. I mean, you should have the perfect photo shoot. You should have all the followers and good stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question because, yes, in a way, my business is tied to it. I am a travel blogger, but I think as a travel blogger, I should be spending most of my time on my blog. I should be writing valuable articles for other travelers to use and so they can gain inspiration. I probably shouldn't have been wasting so much time on Instagram trying to win sort of an unwinnable competition. And I think even if your business relies around Instagram, there definitely is a way that you can use it without it starting to harm your mental state or without you wasting so much time on it. Instead of working, I was really just on the platform comparing myself, which is really where it took a dive into the wrong direction.
So when was like the epiphany moment where you were like, okay, honey, I love you for spending and taking all these hours of photos of me, which, by the way, he's a patient man to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, was there something where you like just did the facepalm and said, okay, I get this, we need to stop?
Yeah, it was. It was about a year ago, and we had booked this amazing hotel. It was sort of a bucket list hotel, and it had this beautiful waterfall on the property. And I knew I needed to get a certain shot for the gram. And so here we were spending all day trying to get this picture, and for some reason it just didn't work out. It was the wrong lighting. It was the wrong outfit. I'm not sure what it was. It just wasn't working. And I actually like broke down. I started crying. I was like, why can't I get this shot? Why can't I get the shot that the other people are getting? And my husband just said, listen, this is ridiculous. This is actually taking away from our experiences. You know, we sold our house and all of our things so we could travel the world and make these experiences and moments. And Instagram is starting to take that from us. So let's sit down and reevaluate. What are we doing all this for? Is this for a popularity contest, or is this really how we want to document our lives? Because it's not even a true representation of what the travel life really is.
Hey, speaking of travel, okay, it's summertime, and everybody I think who I know, they're in Europe. I don't know, but I'm still here in Phoenix. Oh, help me out here. Okay, nothing can put a damper on your travels like a delayed or lost suitcase. So you may have bought a few air tags to track your goods, but airlines like United, American, and Delta, they actually have baggage tracking services. A lot of people don't know this, built right into their apps. Now, it's not new. They've offered it for a while, but here's how it works. When you check in your bag, use the airline's official app to follow your bag on its journey from check-in to the final destination. And this is kind of sweet. You're going to get notifications at different stages of the journey, like when your luggage is loaded right onto the plane, when it arrives at your destination airport. This is nice too. When it's ready for pickup. Plus, there's a map that shows you exactly where your luggage is at any given time. But let's keep it real, okay? There's still a chance that your luggage can get lost. So always do this. Always pack your essential items in your carry-on. And, you know, let's say the app kind of craps out. Well, you might want to throw an AirTag in there too.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited.
the Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Okay, let's just talk for a second about burner phones. They do get a bad reputation, but the truth is you don't have to be a criminal in order to actually want one or need one. And in case you're unfamiliar, burners are this. They are these cheap phones that you buy, and they come with only a specific amount of minutes. Now, you can always add minutes, but when you buy it, maybe it has 50 minutes or 60 minutes or what have you. Now, there's no physical address attached to them, so you can't trace them down. And that's why criminals love them, because they can just toss them in the fire when they're done with them. But there are practical uses for them, too. So, like, for example, you could use them the same reason why the bad guys do, for privacy, because you don't want to put your personal cell phone number online. Because when you do that, yeah, bam, just opens the opportunity for you to get all these spam calls and texts from weirdos on the internet. So what you want to do is get a burner to post a phone number online instead. Or how about this? What if you forgot your phone in the middle of an emergency? Well, because of an FCC order, all phones must be able to call 911. So what you want to do is maybe keep a burner phone in the back of your car, the bottom of your purse. You always have access to emergency services. But again, that second number, you can have that on your existing phone by using Google Voice. And I've got all kinds of how-tos do that over on the website. All right, coming up in just a few moments, how to see all the data that your car is collecting about you. And then later on, hidden GPS trackers. How do you find those? And right now, let's go to Jeff in Macon, Georgia.
Hi, Kim. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call today. Listen every Saturday morning here in Central Georgia when I'm driving around checking stuff off my honey-do list.
Beautiful.
Appreciate you taking my call today. I have an issue. I live on some acres out here, and I have a horse barn about 300-400 feet away from my primary house. I got great Wi-Fi coverage in my house, but it's a dead spot up in my barn. It's where all cell reception and everything just goes to die. And I'm just wondering how I can get, you know, some good Wi-Fi up there and beam it up there without, you know, running wires or doing anything like that.
For the horses, of course, right?
Of course, for the horses, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So I can listen to the Kim Commando show on Saturdays while I'm at the barn.
Excellent, excellent. That's all right, so let me tell you something that I did. Okay. I think it had to be the biggest mistake I've ever made in my entire life, but I decided that I would build my own house. Okay. And it's been a 6-year extravaganza, way over budget, obviously way over time. I'm not real thrilled with the folks that have done the job, as you might imagine, because it's taken so long. You know, we can blame COVID all we want, but...
Not anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But as we were building the house, I said, you know what? We need to put up security cameras. But being the thrift meister that I am, is that I just said, you know, I don't want to put a cell phone, I don't want to get a mobile hotspot here, and I don't want to put in any cable or fiber or anything like that. And there's got to be a cheaper way. So I looked at my friend Ryan, and I said, Ryan, you live across the valley. Do you mind if I share your Wi-Fi? And he's like, how are you going to share my Wi-Fi? And I said, well, here's the deal. We're going to put a really nifty wireless extender kit. So we're going to put one antenna at your house, the sending antenna. And then we're going to put a receiving antenna at my lot. And then I'm going to use your Wi-Fi to power my cameras. And he's like, sure, not a problem. So these antennas, Jeff, they can transfer that signal up to 6 miles.
Okay.
Okay. I transferred the signal almost 2,000 feet. Okay. So it's a super sweet solution. Okay. You just need to have a clear line of sight, which obviously you have, right? And no mountains, no trees or anything like that, which you don't have. So I'm just, you know, and people are like, oh, I can use this too. And it's made by a company called Ubiquity. And when I put you on hold, Amber's going to give you a link where you can learn more about it. And I actually have pictures of me putting it in at that lot so you can see exactly how it works. But the first step is to basically install a unit where the internet connection is located. Okay. In that case, it was my friend Ryan's house. Then you take the second unit and you put it where you want to receive that signal. And then you download the app and then you just set it up. Okay. You can use it, like you said, to your barn. People can use it to their greenhouse. It can really just send anything on your property, no matter how far away from it is. I mean, it just, like I said, it just works really great with a line of sight. Now, one caveat is that when you do get this, make sure that you download all the nifty firmware updates, okay? Because there's always going to be upgrades and where they're going to have new features. So hang on the line, and Amber's going to give you that link over on my website. And in case any of you want to check it out, the name of this article is actually called A Genius Way to Get Fast Wi-Fi Anywhere on Your Property. So if you do a search or recommended.com for genius fast Wi-Fi, I bet you it's going to pop right up for you. But it really is a sweet, sweet solution. All right. Think about their new cars on the road. Okay, they really are just computers on wheels, right? I don't know if you've ever heard this, but the average vehicle nowadays, new car, has about 1,400 microchips in it. Now, that's a lot. Now, because your car is connected, it can also, you know what, collect a lot of data about you. It's because your car is always listening and collecting information. So what exactly is your car collecting about you? Well, there's this really great website that just reveals it all. It's called the Vehicle Privacy Report. The company deletes synced personal data from used cars before they're resold. That's how they make their money, and that's how car makers comply with privacy laws. Now, there's a way you can tap into their work. You want to go to this address, privacyforcars.com. And once you're there, you just enter your car's VIN, and then the website just spits out the privacy policies about your car and all your data. And here's what you may find. Details about you, location data, what they're actually tracking, your biometrics, voice recordings, things like that. The website, again, is privacyforcars.com. But speaking of cars, here's a question for you. It's not a joke. It's just a question. Which car company recently said it would start putting ChatGPT in its cars? Do you know that answer? Okay, let me give you some options. Maybe it's Audi. Is it Ford, Mercedes-Benz, or Toyota? Once again, which car company has recently said they're going to put ChatGPT right in the car so this week and have a full conversation and ask it anything that you want? Okay. The answer is, drum roll please, Mercedes-Benz. Wow. Now, if you have a recent Mercedes-Benz, if you want to access the ChatGPT assistant in your car and you want to wake up the MBUX voice assistant by saying, hey, Mercedes, and then you say, hey, Mercedes, I want to join the beta program. But think about this. Here's your Mercedes. You're going to put ChatGPT in there. What could possibly go wrong? Nothing.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
All right, Roberta in Maine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I want to say my husband and I really enjoy listening to your program and being able to go on your website and look up stuff because we're basically clueless when it comes to technology. And I had somebody call me just last week with one of these things saying, you know, you're being sued in a lawsuit. And it was just like, yeah, right. Kim warned me about you.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yes. Good. That's great.
Anyway, what's going on is that I'm the founder of an organization that helps people in Maine on abandoned and discontinued roads, which cause a lot of problems here in Maine. And so I've been researching these roads for close to 40 years, and I have just a ton of information that I need to back up so I don't lose it if my computer crashes. And so when Microsoft offered me free cloud storage, I thought, oh, good, this will be great. It'll back up my stuff. I didn't realize it was going to back up everything, whether I wanted it or not. And what I really want is something that I can have it automatically back up anything I flag as a road file, because unfortunately I haven't been able to get into the habit of backing stuff up regularly, and I'm constantly updating the information. So it needs to be an automatic backup for that, but not back up anything else unless I tell it to. And I don't know if there's even a product that does that, but I figured you would know.
Well, first of all, before I answer your cloud storage question, I am fascinated about what you're doing. So you're finding, like, abandoned roads?
Yeah. Under Maine law, when a road is discontinued, there are four different ways that it can happen. There was the old discontinuance law, which when a road was discontinued, it wasn't a road anymore, and it could leave people landlocked. And
The
new discontinuance law after 1965, which automatically retains what's called a public easement. And a public easement means the public no longer has to maintain it, but the public can still use it, which means that the people who depend on it for access end up maintaining a public road at their own expense, or they lose access. And then there's abandonment, where under the old system, if a road was not used for 20 years, it ceased to be a road. And under the new system, after 1976, when a road is abandoned, it automatically becomes a public easement. And it can be abandoned if a town has not done maintenance on it for 30 years.
Wow.
So it's complicated.
It is. It's very complicated. It is.
Yeah. So I get contacts from people saying, we're on this road and nobody can tell us what it is. What are our rights? Who can use it? Can we stop people from using it? Who has to maintain it?
And then, Roberta, you come into the rescue. Dun, da, da, da.
Yeah.
Roberta, the road queen, we're going to call you.
Yeah, I guess I could accept that title.
Or the road goddess. I'll be the digital goddess. You get to be the road goddess. Okay.
Well, we've been called road warriors.
That too. All right. So let's talk about your backup. Now, normally when you sign up for any type of backup, is that you are allowed to select which files and folders that you want. Now, if you select the C off the C drive, it's gonna back up everything. So what you can do is you can go in there and say, I only want to back up these particular folders, okay? And anything that goes in this folder, this is what I would like to back up. Now, I don't know how much Microsoft is charging these days, but, you know, I've been talking about this company called iDrive for, like, I don't know, eons. I don't know, 50 years. Well, maybe not that long. But, you know, but iDrive.com. So if you go to iDrive.com, is that what we're going to do is we're going to take all of the stuff that you want to back up, and we're going to put it up in the cloud, okay? And then once it's up in the cloud, what's nice about iDrive is that they also they take snapshots every once in a while. They do what's called versioning. And so you have up to 30 previous versions of all the files that you've backed up. So if you remove something, you go, oh, gosh, I deleted that file. Well, you can go back to iDrive and go, oh, here, I got that back. Okay. And so it has all these neat little features. And then in addition to that, if you're traveling or if you're about and you're like, oh, you know, that file was on my home computer, but I wish I could see it here off my tablet. You can. You fire up the iDrive app and then you can see that file from wherever the road may lead. So you're not stuck just having the files on your home computer. You can manage it. It's fast. It's secure. All that other good stuff. It can do the complete backup. It can clone, but it sounds like you don't want to do that. You just want certain files to be backed up. Now, you get 5 terabytes of iDrive for $7.
Wow.
For the first year. I mean, it's like, that's, you know, I talk about it. I'm like, you know, how can you not have a backup? You know, I mean, really, $7 for the first year for 5 terabytes. Now, you got to use promo code Kim because they are an advertiser. I got to tell you all that. But if you want to stick with Microsoft, you can. But I just want you to know that you have options. But in that Microsoft configuration somewhere, you're going to be able to say these are only the files and folders that I want to back up. But if you're looking for a complete backup solution, It's the one that I use, I recommend, I've been recommending for many years. We've got so many people that are happy using it. Robota, do you want to try out iDrive then?
Yeah, I'd like to try it because I'm really not pleased with the Microsoft. They told me, you know, this is free backup, but then they filled it, and so now I have to buy more storage, which I don't really want to do with a service I don't really like.
Yeah, well, you know what? Try iDrive. Make sure that you use promo code Kim because then you get that special deal, the $6.95 for the first year. And again, that's iDrive.com. When you sign up, just use promo code Kim. Roberta, thank you so much for your kind words. And keep going, girl. I think that's great what you're doing. I bet you're helping so many people who probably just are like, I don't know where to turn. And now, Roberta, because you're on the show, I bet you get even more requests. And so hopefully you'll pass along your web address to us so in case anybody does contact us that we know where to send them to you. Now, anytime we talk about backups, there's always that 3-2-1 strategy that you need to know and remember. The three is you keep three copies of your data. That's the original and two backups. Number two is that you store the backups on two different types of media or storage devices. So maybe an external drive and a cloud, and maybe even like a USB drive, although I don't love those. And then the one stands for keep one of these backups offsite. So that's the 3-2-1 rule of backups, because after all, USB is a great backup, especially if USA fails. Oh, yeah. Hey, these sneaky GPS trackers can be planted almost anywhere, even in your car's wheel well. Now, unfortunately, the world is totally full of creeps who will hide secret trackers in your vehicle to spy on your every move. So here are some signs that maybe there's one on your car. Number one, you start hearing any unusual buzzing or chirping or beeping sounds. Well, that could be that a tracker is actually transmitting all that data. Next, be on the lookout for loose wires. Now, these wires could be connected to a battery-powered tracker, maybe hidden under the hood or in your glove compartment. So you definitely want to check there. Next on the list, watch out for any magnets or metal objects that's stuck to the outside of your car. Now, these are often used to attach a tracker, say, the underside of your vehicle. Your car's battery life. Now, if you notice a sudden drop, well, a tracker could be using the battery, and then you know what that is. It causes battery drain. And finally, you get an alert that an unknown tracker is nearby. And maybe it's an Apple AirTag. It's like, oh, what's going on here? Now, if you're using an Android and if you want to actually detect Apple AirTags, you got to get an app called AirGuard. And they're working to fix this, they being Google and Apple. But for right now, you want to make sure that you get that app. It's a third-party app called AirGuard. And thanks for joining us. Don't forget to tell three friends. You can find me 24/7 at commando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. And for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.